What's up, boys? Welcome to the In the Grip podcast. Here with my good buddy AJ Cooper, and AJ, we got our second guest.
He's a special one.
He is special.
You know, we had to get him real quick too because we heard there was another podcast trying to get him.
Yep.
So we had to swoop him up and get it.
Our good buddy, Griff, Chris Griffin. Griff, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot.
You glad to be on or what?
Glad to be on. First invite I've ever had. People were telling me I needed to get a podcast, and I literally have zero idea how to do that.
Well, we don't have any idea either.
Okay.
We still do it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
It works out.
Yes, excited to talk a little bit about golf, even after the absolute horrendous weekend that I had playing golf.
You're talking about the one man.
The one man. Yes. Yes, sir.
Tell us why it was horrendous.
Well, I just got real tired. I just got real tired of bogeying holes playing with two balls.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
I did it all weekend, motherfucker, so it wasn't that big a deal.
But you made birdies and eagles, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
No, I played well. It was just, I don't know. I told a couple of buddies, I think I told all of you guys, like, I belong in a sub shop, not on the golf course.
Yeah, but you found yourself in A flight. You earned your way there, honestly, right?
Oh, no, dude, man. I played bad. I can't compete with Mike, man. And that wind and shit. Come on now.
We have established this already. Look, you guys are A-pluses. I'm an A-minus. Barry, you're not an A-plus. I don't mean you by you guys.
I know, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Well, the golf course appreciates you donating your money for the weekend.
Hey, I tied for fourth. Got $50 back.
So. Oh, we paid fourth place?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you paid for some of those tenderloins.
Yeah. It was funny because Brock Idris, I talked to him after, because I bought him in the Calcutta. I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy some people in the Calcutta.
Did,
I'm not
did
buying...
he make you money?
No, but he won first in the
tournament.
In the tournament. Yeah. So... I saw him afterwards, and he was getting, like you do, Barry, getting the scorecard or whatever. And I was like, well, that is stale as hell. You got first in that and didn't win me any money. You know what I mean?
Yep, like, oh, shit.
He's, like, collecting it. And I feel like somehow if he's collecting that I somehow should have won some money.
Yeah.
Because I owned it.
No shit.
Yeah, I don't. So, anyways.
But you.
But it said Griff on the side. It said Griff, like, because I was the owner. So, when he hangs it up, it'll just say Griff. I was like, all right, that's
all right, you're on that side.
I'll pay like $100 just to have that hanging. You know what I mean? Like in his garage, where it says Griff. Everybody's gonna be like, what the hell does that mean? And like, I don't know, man. He just owned me on the Sunday.
Griff knew. Yeah, it means Griff knew.
I should have bet $100 that he would win the tournament, not the Calcutta. But that's not how it works.
Yeah, that ain't how the Calcutta's work.
No, but I don't know. I mean, like you said, you played really good.
Oh,
pretty decent.
I mean, dude, I knew getting an A flight was a bad idea anyway, but, and then with you and Baggett and Shreg and all you, I'm like, dude, whatever. But anyway, that's a whole nother fucking subject that nobody wants to listen to me bitch on. They're just going to tell me how stupid I am for getting an A flight anyway. But I mean, hell, four under total, one on Sunday. Hell, I thought one was pretty good for, as hard and windy, as it was, but
you, I heard you got off to a real slow start on Saturday, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I parred my first five holes on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh my.
And I started on hole one, so I par five on my second hole.
Oh.
Backed it up with another par, and then another one, and another one. So yeah, you're feeling pretty,
when you know that
pretty
you're
down.
Yeah.
After five pars,
yeah.
You're like, can we just start this tournament over?
Like I. Which nobody else feels this way, but I feel like it's excusable for me to be in A flight for just a lot of the different reasons. Mainly that I'm just not as good as all those fuckers in champ. And I have not been even coming close to practicing. But I mean, I make a mean sandwich.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can we say that this podcast
is
brought to you by Subway this week?
I actually have an ad read today.
I mean, I pay national advertising.
There you go.
I mean, they want me. Yeah, I do all my own local advertising on Facebook anyway.
Well,
so just keep on.
But
Griff brought us some cookies, and they were fire, of course.
But yeah, what I was getting to though was that there's no way. Like when you know that you know, no matter what you're turning in, what you shoot, like you, if to start off,
you're telling me everybody doesn't do that?
Well, I mean,
I'm just kidding. No, just keep going.
Nobody's ignorant.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's got to be like, kind of like,
oh, it's demoralizing.
I mean, I'm even through five.
Yeah, and you're thinking, okay,
well, oh god, all those other dudes are like three or four or five.
Well,
five,
yeah, probably. I played afternoon, so I already knew Mike had turned in 12.
Yeah, so he's 5 and 6 on, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
So yeah, you when you par your first five, you know, like, all right, so how far behind am I going to be going into the second day?
Yeah,
like, you better freaking go.
Yeah, but it sounds like you did. Whereas for me, anyways, different flights, obviously, I just kept on bogeying.
I did see, I'm riding around and I'm looking for AJ, and I find AJ, and you're playing with your dad, and who all were you playing with Saturday?
Tim Schrag and Aaron St. Clair.
And I seen you on five.
Oh, Ed Thomas.
Yeah. I seen you on five, and I was like, AJ, how you playing? You're looking in the woods over on the left, and I'm just assuming it's not your ball. And, like, you look disgusted, and you look up at me, you're like, I'm even through five holes, and you're like, fuck this, dude, I'm going to hit my ball. Walk to your ball, like, 80 yards out, you're just done looking. Like, all right, you boys are on your own, I'm even through five.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that wind, though, ooh, especially, like, me, that, like, on number four, where it all went, started to go wrong. Well, it had already went wrong, and then I made an eagle. And then it was starting to go wrong again, and it was that crosswind. And on number four, if you hit a lazy, like, cut, I mean, I was over there by the sand, you know, on number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to hit, like, you know, into the wind, that little flop shot or whatever, into the wind with no green.
Yeah.
Oh, that was almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, if you don't hit it, like, there was a couple times where I hit, like, two terrible approach shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of times I hit one terrible approach shot and then one good one. But there was a couple times where I hit two terrible shots, and it just completely – it was just like a complete mind game all day long.
Yeah.
All day.
You've never had a mind game.
No.
Oh, yeah. You're not a head case out there, are you?
Oh, man. It was just – I don't know. It was just, you know, I – excitement, and then I'd be down, and then I'm like, all right, well, I think I'm gonna drive my golf cart into the lake, and then I'm making and then I chip in for eagle. So I'm like, all right, cool, let's go, you know, bogey, birdie. So, and I don't think I got to think about it. I seriously think I birdied number six three of the four times.
Six?
Yeah.
That's good.
And I mean,
did you birdie three any?
I don't think so.
Three was tough. It was really tough.
I don't think I birdied. I mean, nope. I don't think so. You, but there's like
I had a birdie putt. So
I mean, there's been like there's been four times where I won't even hit number six green. Like I'll and to birdie it three times. I mean, I was like, wow, that's
well, there, yeah, that was the multi hole.
I know that. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. All you gotta have to do is hit the green.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you right now. You know, yeah, it's still easy. Unless you just hit one right by the hole, one of those holes and get lucky, you're still gonna have like an 8 or 10 or 12 footer, and those things are extremely missable. And I don't even know that if that's even a word, but
it is.
Okay,
here it is.
Okay, all right,
go so right ahead. What else happened at the one man? Aaron Benson won it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Second time in 3 years. He's
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so everybody go buy yourself a quad because obviously it works.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's a simulator.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what the hell?
All right, his launch monitor. Yeah.
No, dude, that's impressive. Him shooting 12 on Sunday or 11 whatever.
No, he didn't. I think he shot 9 on Sunday. I don't think
12 on Saturday.
I don't think he got anything in the Calcutta.
Yeah.
But he won the tournament total.
12 Saturday afternoon. I mean, Mike shooting 12 in the morning is damn good, too. I'm not dogging that at all, but I'm just saying shooting 12 in that wind on in the afternoon.
Yeah. And then 9, so what's that, 21?
21, mm-hmm. Yep.
Damn, that's a good score.
Anybody remember what – you ever remember, AJ, what the lowest score is out there? Can you remember?
Yeah, I know them all. So lowest ever shot at the one man's 27 under.
Oh my god.
Yeah, little Joe Thomas. Joe.
Really?
Yeah, he shot 14 day one, backed it up with a 13 on day two.
Like what year are we talking here?
That was the year before Benson won. So 2017.
Oh, like real recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Shanky was here and shot 25 that weekend. Got second place. He shot 14, then 11. I shot 23 that year, which I thought was really, really good, but not good enough. And then, three guys have shot 14. That's the best one-day total. 27 is the best two-day total, and 13 is the best Sunday score ever.
So. I played with Shanky one Sunday, and he shot 11 or something on me. Ooh.
Yeah, that might.
Man, that dude is good.
Yeah. He quit coming, though, when Little Joe put it on him. He hadn't,
really?
He hadn't been back since.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I guess he's probably a good dude, whatever, you know, kind of annoying, all that kind of stuff. But he, if he shows up, I know that I can't beat him. I'm like, well, shit, I'm playing for second.
Yeah.
Seriously, there was one time oh my God, it was the dumbest thing. He shows up like 10 minutes late for his tee time, and I'm playing with these other two dudes from Iowa, right? And this was in the one man one year.
Yeah.
And showing up to my home course, and I don't even know anybody in my group, basically. I was like nervous, kind of. And then, so these dudes are wanting to like throw a 2-stroke penalty on Shanky, like on the first hole for being hella late and shit.
They're trying to assess him.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was the funniest, most awkward shit I've ever been a part of.
What'd Shanky say?
No, they just argued the entire first hole back and forth. And I don't know, I can't remember exactly, there's just a lot of things that I've done to not remember things in the last 3 or 4 years. But I just feel like, I can't remember if we teed off first and then like we actually had to wait on him, or if we actually just waited, you know, like an extra 10 or 15 minutes just for him or something. I don't remember. But anyways, and then on number two, it was still going on, and I was like, wow, this just sucks, basically. So it was like cold kind of, you know, rainy that day.
Yeah.
So he hits a driver out there. I mean, shit, it hits it good, you know, on number two, but it's right there by that 250-yard marker or whatever. And he hits his first one after we waited forever. He hits his first ball down there, hits that left tree down there on number two, and nobody knows where it went. So he gets in his cart and goes down there, tries to find his ball.
Before he hits a
set. Yeah, hell yeah. Finds his ball, I guess. Comes back. And it was in some bullshit situation probably down there. Something, you know, just maybe birdie ball. Comes back. I'm not joking. It seemed like it was. And then this is just right after all this arguing and everything. Trying to get that. Dude, it was terrible. Dude, and he hits his, comes back and hits driver off the deck from like 250 to like 12 feet or something, dude. I was like, oh my God, that is the only thing he could have done that would have been acceptable for this whole situation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
If you're going to take all that time,
oh my God,
go look for your first one. You better hit
dude,
it to 12 feet.
Hell yeah, with driver off the deck, dude. I'm talking it was 250, but you had to carry it and it was heavy. You know, it was like you had to smoke it to get it there type thing. But I was just in amazement at what I had seen for the first two holes. It was just absolute. I did battle it out with him pretty much all day long. It was nasty. I just kept on making these like 27 footers, you know, and he was getting so pissed. But sometimes I'm telling you, man, sometimes it's to the advantage to putt first.
Put pressure on it.
Somebody puts a 25 footer in there, and you got an 8 footer. You're like, oh well, now I fucking have to make this. Mm-hmm. You know,
you were feeling all good about yourself.
Hell yeah!
Too, right before that.
Hell yeah!
Damn it!
You know what pisses me off though is hitting two badass shots on the same hole.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
That was what a lot of my good shots I would do it on the same hole. It was weird, but then a lot of my bad shots I would do it on the same hole. So mm-hmm. It kind of fucked me all the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Bogeys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but anyways, my bad. I think I'm using more time than most other guests, maybe.
No, that's why we.
That's why you're on here.
Right. Well, I guess I'm only a fucking. You said I'm the second guest, not.
Yeah, you're actually the third.
Oh, third. Okay.
Yeah, but that. One episode still hasn't been released yet.
Probably shouldn't.
It was your cousin.
Who's that?
Grant.
Oh, Grant. Okay, yeah. I was just hoping it wasn't Joel.
No, we might have Joel on here one day. See what he wants to talk about.
See what he wants to talk about. Yeah, no shit.
No, I'm joking.
All right, any more one-man stuff we need to talk about? Not really. It was a good tournament, I thought.
What did we end up having, 60 guys?
61 guys. The wind sucked all weekend, but the weather other than wind was great.
Yeah.
I mean, I wore shorts and a short-sleeve shirt. And
warmest day Saturday, definitely the warmest day we'd had so far.
Yeah. So, course played okay for the most part. I thought greens rolled pretty good.
I thought greens rolled good.
Yeah.
I thought they did too.
And, yeah. All right. We need to talk about more stuff. Well, men's league starts tomorrow.
Yep. First men's league will be tomorrow.
Yeah. Griff, you figured out who's working for you?
Yeah, not really, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man. Anymore, you know, it sometimes just turns out to be like a day-by-day process at some point.
Yeah.
But
he owns a restaurant.
Oh, man. We kind of just do what we can. But, yeah, no, I'll play tomorrow for sure.
You will?
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, I absolutely have to get new clubs sometime soon or I'm going to – or I'll just – Brock Butler and I are supposed to go get new clubs soon, so I just have to get new clubs.
Yeah, go get fitted.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the game a lot funner.
Yeah.
You know, the good shots don't really get that much better. It's just the bad ones
get
a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so men's league, I'm sure there's lots of guys sitting around Monroe City that are excited. I know all the farmers will be in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to
Griff
is taking a cigarette break,
so I guess Josh and I will sit here and talk about men's league while he does that.
Yep.
All right, men's league, we got some new rules, I guess, whatever. New handicap system, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, we need to get – probably should have had Bronson and Yogi on at some point before, but we didn't have time.
We'll just get them on next week.
Yep.
Yeah, then we can assess week one too.
Yeah. Then we can, break down week one. Yeah, that'd be good. That's kind of the goal. That's what we want to do is break down every week of men's league, depending on how busy we are. But that's our goal. So, anyway, with that starting up, that's what we're going to try to do. What else we got, AJ?
Yeah, I know. By the way, we're going to try to get this out, first thing tomorrow. So, you guys listening, the wind's supposed to blow less than 5 miles an hour all day, and it's supposed to be sunny all day. And the golf course, when I left the golf course today, it was as good as it's looked all year so far. So.
Yeah.
So, come out and play.
Well, if any guys play in the one man, they might not know how to play with no wind.
Yeah, I mean, I got tired of hitting 8 irons from 130.
I literally hit 100. We were on 5, and I hit 131 yards out, hit 2 8-irons, and thought they were really good, and chipped the next one because it was short of the green. I was like, dude, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
But
you all don't even want me to tell you what I was hitting from different yardages? Honestly, it's just flat out embarrassing.
You get those new clubs, you won't have to worry about that
anymore. Oh, my Lord. I mean, it was like I was like on the PGA Tour if we were downwind, or even just like, but if we were straight into the wind, I'd be playing from, and we're talking about par fours, you know, like I'd be playing from like 60 yards on one hole, followed up by the next hole, I'd be playing same distance, and I'd be playing from 160, 165 into the wind, sitting here thinking, well, shit. Haven't really hit that many shots all year at all, really, you know? And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm thinking this thing's going to play about 200 fucking yards. And I'm out here hitting 3 irons.
3 irons.
Dude, hell yeah. And you know what? And dude, and it was so awkward.
The wind was that brutal, though.
No, it really was, dude. I just popped them up, you know? I mean, I just popped them up to the right, dude. And then I'm over here, like, switching shots with the people teeing off on number 9, all nervous, hitting this 3 iron into the wind from 165, dude. And so, like, I would hit a shot, and then I would get the fuck out of the way. So the people teeing off on number 9 didn't hit me. Yeah, and then I'd go out and hit another one. But
did you hit it good?
I mean, I was over there to the right of actually, that was that fucking hole that I bogeyed. Hit one out to the right, and I had to chip, and I chipped one down there like 3 feet, and I just sat around for about 17 and a half minutes waiting for them to give it to me, and they never gave it to me.
And then I missed
the fucking 3-foot putt that I thought was going left, and it went right both times. Are you fucking kidding me? It was just amazing. And that was, at that point, it just, the mind game. You know, I was like, all right, cool. I can just take a left right here and just go home.
Got one.
But anyways, no, that wind, I'm telling you what, I'm ready to not play in the wind. It was almost on Saturday, or maybe it was, I don't even know what day, but I actually got cold. On Sunday.
Sunday was real cold.
That was all. I felt like I was. Holes. Hell yeah. I was like, wind burned or something? I don't even know how to.
Yeah.
No, on but Sunday, I'm telling
it
you.
Dropped, it was like 75 all day and then it dropped to like 60.
Yeah, with a strong wind, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, I don't know if you get wind burned and then the wind's blowing on you while you're wind burned, it makes you feel colder.
My lips were chapped like a bitch.
But,
yeah, it was.
As far as men's league, though, I've read my first email in like 16 years, and it was the one from Bronson and then I went and looked at all the handicaps, and I guess I'm just wondering like why all the fucking people with a zero by their name are way better than me.
Do you have a zero by your name?
Yes. Yes.
Well, there's not all the people. There's, well, it's what, real, like three.
It's real like simple.
Five of them.
Who?
It's AJ. Just an
average of your scores, and so you obviously have an average score that puts you at a zero handicap.
No, it's because I don't have a gin.
It's not because you don't have a gin. It's based on your men's league score.
No.
This is the same guy who shoots 33 in his fucking sleep for the past 3 years, but he still doesn't understand he should be in championship flight.
Oh, hell no. Oh, man. I'm telling you right now. It's just hard to show up to the tournament when you absolutely know that you are battling for like, oh, cool, yeah, I'll go put in $120 and I'll battle for six fucking places in championship flight. That sounds fun. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure we all know you're capable of better than six places.
Absolutely no fucking sympathy for you.
Yeah. Something I was like telling myself today, I was like, man, I fucked up like practicing way too much golf when I was younger. Because really, I'd rather be like Barry and just be like
being B and C your whole life, being B and C flight your whole.
No, life. Well, no, that'd be terrible because I'd never make the tee time.
Yeah, that's what sucks. Yeah, I drink too much beer to be B and C flight.
I'm talking about like be somebody like Flute or something, you know, with like what's he taking? Which we'll talk about all this stuff later on, but. What's he taking? What's his handicap? He's taking up to Spirit Hollow.
Oh, his gin.
Here,
like I can 17 look. Or something.
No, I'll look up his gin right now.
Oh my, that's what I'm saying. That's what I want.
Which you
like, I mean, but then be capable of like, you know, take a 17.
Why don't you have a gin?
I don't know. I just don't know how to do that either.
Don't want to pay $25.
We can set you up a gym.
1 year I even paid for it.
Yeah. You paid for it? Yeah, never in any scores?
I didn't know how. I gave Benny or somebody like, you know, this is like 5 years ago. Yeah. Gave him $25 and never did a single other thing. It was a free $25 just for whoever that money goes to. Like, didn't even have to do a single thing for me. Like, even save like a password or something.
Ryan Watson's 12.7.
So is that a 13?
It'll be a 13. But I mean, he'll play good golf between then and now, so he'll go down to like a 10.5.
Yeah. But then, I mean, with Spirit Hollow or something like that, didn't your?
No, we'll play off this handicap index here. So whatever it is here, that's what you take to Spirit.
Oh, it's not based off their handicap index or whatever it is.
No.
Oh,
because we'll
play. That's why it's depressing. Yeah,
to me. We'll play tees up there that are pretty much equal course rating as what we play.
Oh,
there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that why we play those short tees?
Yeah, that. Oh, some of those guys just like them. I don't know.
We can't do that. We got to back it up one more.
Well, we should, but I don't think we'll convince them to. It doesn't matter. Everybody plays the same tees in the end.
Yeah.
And we'll scramble from the farther back tees. So.
Oh.
And we don't want nothing to do with Spirit from the tips.
No, we tried that last year, and it was horrible.
Yeah, that sounds miserable.
But that trip's coming up. You guys looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think we need to talk about that trip here.
Do y'all, I mean, I'm not, I know I'm not the host here. You all need to say anything else about league, men's league?
Here, let Griff take this. Yeah, I mean, come here. On. Let me be the guest here.
I knew all along I'd be a better guest than the host anyway. So
no, hell no.
Hey, you take it over here.
Hell no.
I don't know, are you going to men's league tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to play. All right. Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying it's just absolutely hilarious. Like, I'm like, I'm almost embarrassed to even, like, my clubs and shit. Like, I show up to tournaments and people, like, will laugh at me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just with my clubs, it's almost embarrassing to show up, like, to, because I'm sitting here. I mean, I just have to get new, I just have to get new clubs. Right. I make the game, I'm just making the game way harder than it should be.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like, hitting these 6-degree drivers all day and just this dumb shit. And
yeah.
Just,
but your clubs work for you. I mean,
I know. I'm just saying, it's just time to invest. Time finally, and time to invest.
Time to upgrade.
Yep.
Well, do it. Just go.
But that's why I always try to stay in good with all these young dudes like Butler and like Baggett and just any of these other dudes. Or, well, there's like 12 of them now.
There's a bunch.
Or yeah, or there used to be 4, and then now there's like 10, and then there's now there's like 20. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Guys,
you know, and Kyle Fulton's still like a project. Shit, yeah. I think he said he shot, what did he say, 4?
4, hell
yeah. Yeah, he was like about to, like.
He was 5 on the back.
He shot 1 over on the front.
I'm pretty sure.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
How did he play Sunday?
That's what I'm saying. He was 5. I'm pretty sure he's 1 over on the front and 5 under on the back.
Oh, that's nasty.
5 under back. From the blue.
That's
his long irons are nasty, dude. Uh-huh.
I mean, I shot way better on the front than the back.
Yeah, most people did.
I mean, he got 3 and 6 both times on the back. I mean, yeah. Yeah, he got 3 and 6 both times, and then he got 5. He made a gagger on 5, and then, like I said, he made that one on 6. He hit close, and then made a bomb on 7, and then the little bitch made a fucking bomb on 8.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I always get nervous, man. He can either play real good or real bad, but, like, man, he, oh God, he's got that Fulton luck, man, and I don't like it. I just like it to be on my side is what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he hit one on number 8 the other day. I played with him on a, oh God, I can't remember if that was the one man or if that was the, just playing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Whatever. But anyways, he hit one on number 8 that looked like it should have hit, including the trees in front of him, should have hit about 16 or 17 trees. And then I imagined all the trees that it could possibly hit, like, after, you know, like, because it was like, for sure going right. But apparently, if you hit it far enough right and, like, long enough, I guess, and really hard and miss, like I said, about 27 trees, you can just be right out there about 150, 140 out right in the middle of the fairway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yes. I was like, oh, there's no fucking way that should be. I mean, I was like, oh, there's that Fulton luck. I'm like, no, mm-mm.
No, I don't know if it's luck.
No, I'm not luck. It's just
this dude's got some
skill. Oh, he's got some skill, but I'm saying, like, he just, I don't know. There was something else that happened that was absolutely unbelievable. And I'm like, dude, it's not luck. I'm just saying, I'm trying to play against him, really.
So you got all these young guys in mind. You want them on your team.
No, I just want them to be able to carry me around a little bit because I know I can hit some iron shots and I know I can drain some putts.
Definitely.
Shit like that.
Yeah, I'm always just scouting these dudes out too.
I always thought that, like, at age 50, I would get to that point. I'm like 35 and I'm already to that point. It kind of sucks, but it's also kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, shit like Buzzy Shaver and those dudes don't hit drives. I mean, I should, you know, like, they're, you know what I mean? Like, like the old, you know, not old, but like older guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones. I shouldn't be the one not hitting drives already. I'm, you know what I mean? But that's the way I feel. Fuck. I mean, if me and Trav and Brock and Hunter, why the fuck would I hit a drive? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you're not. Probably.
Yeah, they're all bombing it past.
Hell yeah.
But you can tee off first and put a safety.
I know. It's just embarrassing.
Well, maybe you need to get rid of that fucking 6-degree driver that is 3 inches too long for you. It's like you're swinging a fucking telephone pole and it. I mean, you.
But, dude, honestly, man, I mean, and I've thought this. I know we're not supposed to, like, sit about here and talk about or think about, like, our. Or talk about our thoughts or whatever, like, as far as being conceited or whatever. But, shit, to be able to hit a driver like that, that's pretty impressive, really. isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not dogging you at all. I mean, you hit it pretty good, but I'm just like, get a regular fucking
tire. I'm just saying, I think that anybody on earth would agree that that is making it harder on myself.
It is.
Yeah. I think, for the most part, but I can't hit it with these dudes. Shit, that's the only reason I can hit it even 300 yards. You know what I mean?
Just put karma on it.
Otherwise, I'm playing from 150 in this dumb shit, and it's just like, no. I mean,
yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with getting a long drive driver and going out and hitting it. I mean,
I'm talking about when I go get new clubs, I'm buying two drivers.
Yeah, a long drive driver.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
or maybe not a long drive driver, but maybe one that's 1 or 2 inches longer, and it's like a 5 degree or just whatever the degrees. But I want one that's like a 6, and then I want one that's a 9.5. And really, the only fucking reason that I want two drivers is because of that fucking tree on number 5.
Yeah, you lost one that green one.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, that's what developed my shots, dude. It developed that 9.5 just perfect no matter what, right over that tree. It's like that tree's not even there. You know what I mean? And then, but that shit doesn't go anywhere. You know what I mean? And then I can basically hit the long drive kind of on all the others, the other holes for the most part.
I think it's a great gameplay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many people actually legitimately, somebody counted the amount of clubs in my bag, and it was almost embarrassing the other day. Can't even say probably how many.
More than 14.
Oh, way more than 14. Oh, yeah. I mean, I have like mixed sets.
Dude, that's why we're on the Scramble Tour, not the PGA Tour. It don't matter.
Oh, God. I need to at least get like halfway legal. You know what I mean? I can't just be having like 23 clubs walking around.
23
clubs. Or just however many. You know what I mean?
Like, I remember.
I mean, just because like I have like 6 different wedges that I basically never use and shit. And one of them has way too much bounce. And then I don't have one that has barely any bounce, so I basically fucked myself by not having, you know, I'm out here trying to hit these flop shots with this thick-ass 58, whereas I used to have a Cleveland that was real thin, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about, like, golf clubs and all that stuff. I just know that it was thin, and I could get up underneath the ball a lot better.
Right.
And actually hit those shots.
Easy to hit that shot.
Hell, yeah. A lot easier, anyways. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying, you know, I just got to get one of those. But, yeah, I legitimately need to, because I just have that punch driver out there, like a little bunt. It's all, dude. I get made fun of, but dude, I'm telling you, it is like a, I was out there bunting. I was doing that same shit, but I was bunting the 6 degree.
Dude. Oh, you're bunting.
Well, I mean, like on number 7, driver. Yeah. On number
dude, no, you have hit a bunt on 7 for eight years now. You've hit a little bunt.
But dude,
little
cut,
Griff owns
down in that little garden spot.
Yeah, about 250, 240, just right. I mean, it's just automatic.
Yeah.
And then I lost that fucking drive.
Dude, you know how impressive it is for me? Like, you can talk about, like, you hitting the 6 degree or whatever, but you hit a little bunt driver, dude, if I try to hit a fucking bunt, I miss the ball or I snap hook it left. And it goes 40 yards.
I figured out over the years, dude, it's a lethal weapon, man.
Yeah. Dude, I can't hit a bunt. Yeah. Like, I can hit a 4-iron bunt.
Yeah, you never need 3-wood off the tee.
No, I'm telling you right now, I would rather – this is going to sound crazy. I always get amazed when I see somebody hitting a 3-wood off the tee because I'm like, why don't they just hit a fucking bunt? You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. I swear to God, I was sitting there on the tee block on number 7. Swear to God, I remember this. And I was like – I'm not even sure if I even know how to hit a fucking 3-wood off the tee block.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because to put one down there, you know, in front of the ditch. So since I lost my other fucking driver, that was
the And how do you lose a driver?
I don't know. Just.
Did you lose it playing golf?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, probably. I think I left it at Quincy Country Club.
Yeah. I mean, a wedge or something.
That's where I really realized, which it finally came to fruition like a year ago. I was hitting these – I was playing with this shitty team and just carrying them around the course, like, left and right. I'm talking about they thought I was, like, fucking – they've invited me to 17 tournaments since then. You know what I mean? Want me to carry their ass around. And it's this dude that's, like, his wife works for QMG's, like, a stay-at-home dad and shit. And he's just, like – he's, like, dude, it doesn't matter. My wife will just will sponsor these tournaments, you know, or whatever. And, like, we'll just go around and play. And I'm, like, dude, I don't know if I have to – because I was playing pretty good randomly. But – I was hitting these bunt drivers out about 250 every fucking time. You know what I mean? With that club. And I was like, dude, this is a lethal weapon. Just saving our asses. But then they would finally, you know, and then they would actually hit a good drive or whatever a couple times, and then I could hit that fucking long drive or just attempt it, you know. So it's just so fun. It's just so fun.
So, but you're the driver you hit bunt driver with.
I was out there.
You don't have it anymore, or you still have it?
No, I don't have it anymore. I lost it. So here I am out here going into number seven with about a punt from the blues. I'm like, can't hit it that far. Really uncomfortable with the three wood. Three irons, like not even going to make it to the fucking fairway. And really, that's about my only option, really. So I put myself in a situation where my only option is to be bunting a fucking 48-inch, 6-degree driver.
Well, I mean,
I hit a couple bunts down there pretty good.
Really. Yeah,
I would think that has to be one of the hardest shots in golf to hit. A bunt driver with a long drive. Come on, try that. 6-degree long drive.
Otherwise, it's like playing roulette, just hitting one out there and trying not to be behind a tree. You know what I mean? Like, fuck. What? So, yeah, I was talking to Aaron Benson the other day. I was like, dude, no matter what, have to get new clubs. Don't even care what happens. Just have to get new clubs. Just so I can't be doing that shit.
Well, I mean, if it works.
I know, but man, it's just too tough.
You can get a new driver and learn how to bunt it and then also learn how to swing it full.
I just want to I've never gotten fitted, you know?
Getting fitted is fun.
Or just, I don't know what, I mean, I hit a cut. No, I don't know. I just have never gotten fitted. And I would like for somebody just to tell me, like, that this is maybe what you should hit according to your swing or just whatever the case is.
Well, go do it.
Yeah, I'm going
take to. Take off work one day.
I'm going to. Yep.
Do you ever
but take I'm buying a day two off drivers. Work? Sunday. It's God's day and golf day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're not open, right?
Yeah, we're not open. Yeah.
Which reminds us, we got our first ad. Thank you to Subway for sponsoring this episode of In the Grip Podcast. Subway, the best sandwiches in town, faster than Jimmy John's. They don't mess your order up like Hardee's, and their doors are always open, unlike Pizza Hut is now. Open Monday to Saturday, 11 to 7. Only time the doors are closed is when Monroe City's at stake, which seems to be a lot lately. Come to Subway, located by Buckman's, right in the heart of Monroe City. Thank you, Griff. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was awesome.
By the way, I made that ad up. Griff had nothing to do with that. I just did nothing at work today and wrote that in. Yeah. So.
Eat fresh.
Eat fresh. That was a hell of an ad. Maybe you should have gotten into marketing.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Got held back and dropped out, but I should have pursued it a little bit, Griff. Let's talk Spirit. Griff, are you pumped for Spirit?
Yeah, actually, I don't even – when is that exactly?
It is.
Man, I'm glad you're looking forward to it.
We leave the
– got to, like, make sure that I even know Friday what day it is.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. So it's like this next – it's this month.
Yeah. So
– oh, shit. Oh, God.
28th and 29th.
So if I get new clubs this weekend, Sunday
– you'll have plenty of time to practice
with them. There would be no excuse if I just practiced. There would be no excuse that, like, I couldn't hit them well and shit by then.
I mean, you get new clubs, you're going to hit them better than what you hit your
first. Yeah, I know. I just thought there was, like, a big adjustment. That's why I'm still playing my
Dude, you can hit bunt driver with a long drive driver. You're not going to need any time for adjustment.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
You'll just be bunting the ball around there, dude.
But you know what? I go and play in these tournaments and shit, dude. And especially in that wind, dude, it's just depressing, man, because everybody else can hit a draw, and I don't know if I've hit a draw in my entire life. I just hit a cut. I'm like you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. One year you hit a cut, one year you hit a fucking hook. I don't know. You kind of went back.
Oh, dude, I'm a big golfer all day.
You're
kind
of hitting all over the place. But you can hit a draw or like a straight ball in the wind.
Yeah, I just hit cuts,
I'm talking about there was times in the one man, I hate to go back to the one man, but there was times where I would, like, I don't even know if you all have ever even noticed that there was a tree right there kind of by number five tee block that sticks out. Like, if you're looking at the V.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
There's like a tree over right
here. No, I know where you're talking, dude.
Dude, I had to hit it over that fucking tree.
Because the wind was left to right so bad.
Oh, my God.
So you had to hang way out over the tracks, dude.
Way out. I mean, there was people like laughing and shit behind me, like watching my ball. I mean, actually, Grant Barth and all those dudes were back there, and like I said, I was so up and down. It was just almost funny at that point. But I hit two balls. I hit a really, really good one from the blues. Ended up being like, I was like 70 yards out or something, dude. I mean, I was like, damn, I fucking smoked that. And then I hit another one. I tried to hit it even harder, which I don't know what happened, but it didn't get out of the fairway. I mean, it didn't get out of the rough out over there on the left side.
Yeah.
And with that fucking pin placement, I mean, I couldn't put
it. Yeah, that's where I played from.
Geez. It sucked. Oh, God. But anyways, yeah, dude, I was telling them, I was like, I was sitting there over the ball, and I was almost laughing because I was like, I was just telling them, I was like, guys, I can't even look up and look where I'm aiming because I feel so stupid and uncomfortable what I'm doing here. You know what I mean? Like, but like I said, when you know you have a 40-mile-per-hour crosswind and you know that you're hitting a 6-degree, 48-inch driver,
you know you hit a big
cut. You know you're going to cut it, and you know that that's going to make the cut even larger than it should be in general, plus the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there were some danger shots on number 4 and 5 for me. Oh, but shit, they would end up being on like the right side of the fairway by the time it's done, you know. Yeah. 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I know.
So Griff's gonna have new clubs for Spirit.
God, I hope.
He is a scramble captain.
Yeah, Griff. And you have the last pick.
Nope.
It's snake draft. So it's a good to have the last pick.
Oh. Did y'all already do that without me knowing or something?
No, we didn't.
Oh. We didn't do anybody.
I was going to say, I thought for sure, I mean, after this weekend, that I would get the first draft pick. Just automatically. I mean, I played way worse than anybody that.
Yeah, so Benson has the last draft pick, right? If we're going off that theory, right? So. And.
Shit, he might.
Brock Butler has the second to last draft pick.
Who's the other one? Travis? Did you beat Travis?
I did beat Travis.
Oh, shit.
So Travis got the number 2 pick.
I don't know. Does he, though? Because he didn't win any money, I don't think.
I don't know. We should go off first day scores.
All right. I'll still be driving first.
No.
What? What'd you shoot?
9?
That's what I shot.
Not what I heard.
Oh, no. I don't know. Actually, I don't even know. I just know that I didn't shoot good enough. At all.
Well, how are we going to do who gets first picks?
Just for the scramble. I just pray to God that I'm one of the first two and I can at least have Potterfield Josh or Brian Williams. Because I got to have somebody get me off the fucking team.
You're going
to
be really mad, but Brian Williams is not going on this.
Whoops.
Yeah, so Brian can hit a long ways, but he's going to be a long ways from Burlington.
Right. Yes. Yep. I guess I don't know who the fuck's coming.
So Kyle Fulton will be there for his first time.
Who else bombs it?
It's
Kyle and okay. So Kyle and Josh.
All right. So this is a good time to talk about who our eye is on for the scramble. So me and you,
I'm looking for a long ball hitter.
Yeah, me and you hit it the shortest of all the captains. So we're looking.
Yeah, but I think that you
who can hit it.
Oh, Griff. Oh, man, AJ, I still think you fly my ball, though, man. I still think you just fly by me every time. My God, here we go. He's fucking whining already. All right.
So you take Josh first over, or would you take Kyle?
Man, I don't know. I haven't even seen Josh at the golf course in fucking, I mean, all year.
I don't know if anybody. No, I've seen him out there. He's been out there once or twice.
Has he?
The Goonie Birdie played terrible, he said.
Oh, he did?
That's what he said.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think maybe the first pick might be Kyle. What's his handicap? I don't know. We got to fix that.
He's playing all the time.
Yeah, he's going to be
good. He lives at
the
links.
I'm telling you, he's going to be one of these. He's going to be good one of these days. I mean, he's already good, but I'm saying, like, he has it in him to be, like, really,
he's
really
a fucking Fulton.
Yeah, I've seen it. He definitely has.
No, he's got that same shot that Mike does. I don't even really know what I'm talking about, but, like, a little perfect draw, and he can just – and it just – I don't know, man. He's got it in him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's got more clubhead speed than his dad, too.
Yeah, he's got it in him. And he's bigger than Mike and stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, about everything.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
All right, so.
But I don't know everybody's handicap and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't have everybody's say, but here's some.
Is Todd Shoemate going?
Todd That's Shoemate. That's a good pick. Yeah, he's 11.4.
So is Flutie.
Josh Berry's 10.4. Brock Butler, plus 3.1.
What?
He entered some scores, finally. Let's see what he entered.
So that means that I'm going to... So if I'm a zero, I get... He's got to give me three strokes? Is that right?
Crosswood. Oh, he has no scores in it. He only has one score.
Oh, well,
he shot 68 at Mosswood.
Well, I guess he's a few
weeks ago. So, yeah, he's plus three.
Yep.
It sucks, Brock.
Dude, I guarantee if we show up to the same tee and we're playing each other and he's got to give me three strokes,
Travis,
never stop, bitch.
Travis is somehow a 0.0. Ryan Watson, 12.7. Michael Williams, 15.8.
What's Idris?
14.2.
Dude. Oh, man. Dude, I remember last year you all put somebody put me against him, and I had to give that motherfucker 15 strokes, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was a good match. And then number 13 and 14 are really, really extremely tough holes.
Yeah.
Is that what it is, 13 and 14? He kind of fell apart on those two holes, and it just
– Oh, then back-to-back,
500-yard par four. Dude, I'm telling you, I parred both those holes, which was key, dude. I mean, that was key to our match, me parring those holes. And I'm telling you right now, whenever you know – like, just for me, from my standpoint, going into that match, I'm like, all right, cool. Just the back's a lot harder.
Back when you get that stretch right there, and usually it's into the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
It starts with that par three. So 10, 11, 12. It starts with 12.
Yeah, okay.
12's tough, into the wind. Then you get 13, 14, really tough.
Seven.
Well, I would just remember being like, okay, I know that he's going to be beating me after nine holes pretty much. And then I needed to kind of just keep on doing what I was doing and hopefully he'd kind of mess up a little bit, you know. But anyways, 13 and 14 got him. And then, I don't know, what's that number 15? I mean, that par three over the water, I mean, that's kind of a nasty hole.
Yeah, I mean, you can easily hit it in the water.
Oh, easily. I think I did hit it in the water. I think he did too. That's it. So funny, dude. You're out there playing, and both you guys hit it in the water.
Oh shit! Dude. All right. So I did today while I was doing absolutely nothing at work. I did a Mel Kiper, but it's a little homie Kiper's draft breakdown. You know how he does it in the NFL. He picks somebody and he breaks down what their goods and bads are, right?
Going through college.
So,
let's hear it.
So I did this. So I'm just going to say a name. I'm going to rapid fire. I'm just going to keep going. All right. So we start with Trav. Long ball hitter. Top three golfer on the trip for sure. Driver is probably his best club. All around baller. Doesn't have a weakness. Will be a top two pick in the draft without a doubt. AJ Cooper. Putter is the best club in the bag. Doesn't make many mistakes. Short game, probably the best of anyone on the trip. He'll be a top two pick. Butler, long hitter, shot 68 at this course in college. He's a top three pick. Been playing more golf than anyone on the trip by far. He did go to Palmyra, so he doesn't have that winning instinct in him. But if Barry gets him on his team, he's going to be a winner. Griff. I'm as high on this guy as you can get. Griff's so tight, dude. Probably the best putter on the trip. He's going to be ready to ball. Benson, coming off one hell of a one man. Probably the hottest player coming in. He got as drunk as he's ever been last year. Keep Benson off the apple crown, and the guy has a chance any day of the week. Watson, he's a winner here in 2019. He's going to tend into his way around this golf course like he has for years.
Watson won the...
Not a long hitter, but seems to always be in the fairway and gets up and down a lot. Hardly ever has a big score on the card. Michael, ball flight doesn't set up bad here. He has taken a couple waggles.
You can hook it around here?
Yeah. He has taken a couple waggles out of the swing. I don't know if that's good or bad yet. If he keeps the big good numbers off the card... Else. If he keeps the big numbers off the card, he'll be in the thick of things. As long as he wins his two-ball match, he's a winner in my book. JP hits the ball a country mile. Driver is definitely the best club in the bag. When it's on, it's on. If it's not, he's in trouble. All-around good golfer here. He knows the course like the back of his hand and contends here each and every year. Glenn always plays this course good. The course sets up well for him. He's a great two-man best ball partner. Doesn't have a ton of winning in his blood being a Cubs fan, but like the Cubs a couple years ago, maybe this is his year. Todd, good looking swing, plays a great fade, doesn't get in trouble. Another guy who keeps the ball, who keeps the big numbers off the card, and he's totally in the mix. Knocker, he does stand on the wrong side of the ball, but he played good here last year. Hard for me to bet against him. Whether he plays good or bad, I promise you he's going to drink the shit out of beer. Ricky, probably the only guy in the bunch that looks forward to the trip more than me, played this course a couple weeks ago, so he's going to be ready to go. Mossy, this guy is underrated as hell. Biggest question is, does he drink 400 beers and struggle on Saturday, or does he drink 400 beers and ball the fuck out? Regardless, I want him on my team. Varth, he's a fairway hitting son of a bitch. Biggest question is, are his irons going to be worth a fuck? Puts the ball very well, especially in scrambles. I'd love to have him on my team, but I got to whoop his ass instead. Fulton, all the ladies have always wanted this guy, but he was too busy playing Call of Duty. All the ladies want him now, and all he cares about is playing golf. Yeah. It's a win-win for Kai. He hits the ball a long ways, hits his long irons extremely well, so this course sets up nice for Kyle. Dave, better golfer than he leads on. I'll take Dave on my team any day of the week. Irons are normally salty, and he hits the driver well. Been playing this course well, so he'll be in the thick of things. Idris, all the guy does is win. I mean, 5 straight district championships, 2 back-to-back trips to state. All the guy does is win, and I want him on my team. Pawpaw, could not keep a ball in Iowa on the first 18 holes last year. Second 18, he balled the fuck out. Eagled 2 by himself and carried Griff's ass in the 2-man best ball. I think he got into some of Griff's go-go juice on the cart, but that has not been proven. Yogi. He
a new father, man. I'm saying that, of course.
Yogi, he threw a pup in it, and now the man can golf. Last time I played with Yogi, he was hitting knockdown 7 irons into the wind. He might not pop up on everybody's radar, but he sure does pop up on mine. Give me Yogi. I hope I got everybody, because, boy, I did all that on lunch break today, and I was just – thinking everybody going on the trip, I had to go back and look at the emails and look at, you know, who they were sent to. That's everybody. Was that pretty good, or was good?
Really good? No, that was really good. Great assessment of everybody. Really funny. Moss is on my radar for the scramble, for sure.
Like I said, Moss is – me and Michael Williams been talking about it. I mean, Moss is going to drink 400 beers regardless. It's just all about if he can function the next day or not. Last year he struggled.
He'll go to bed early.
Yeah. If he's on my team, I'm going to go tuck him in.
That was funny what you said about Grant Varth, though, dude. Because is that what you meant? Yeah, Grant.
Yeah, no, and I'm not talking shit on anybody. It was just total fucking fun. But Varth will tell you that, too.
I played with him on Saturday, dude, and I'm telling you what, man. He would hit the most terrible iron shot, like possible. And then he would follow it up, you know, with like a really good iron shot or vice versa. You know what I mean? But it was really, really funny.
Okay.
And we started talking about it. We were like, God damn, you hit some terrible first shot.
No. Right? So
everybody just started laughing.
Saturday, I went out and was following you all. And Varth was like 150 out on 5. And he shanked one and he hit Scotty's house on 5. His first ball hit Scotty's house through the woods. His second ball, he hits it like fucking 12 feet.
Yeah, I was like, God.
And he just starts laughing. You know, I mean, Bar just starts laughing about it. It was funny as shit.
Oh, it was. Dude. I think that was. Well, he had done that shit a couple times, and then we get over there on number 6. And I was like, dude, you hit some absolutely terrible first shots. And he just like, you know, his like, like how he laughs or whatever. Yeah. It was just really funny. Everybody just started laughing, and I was like, but you hit some really good second shots, man.
How are you guys going to figure out who gets the first pick?
So, what we did was, we played 18 holes, we tied, then we did a putt-off, we did 9 holes on the putting green, and so, like, you know, we'd start on hole 1 and go all the way through 9, and we tied on that, too, and I looked at Varth, and I was like, we're not doing this again, we're going to flip a coin, so I told him to call it in the air, he called it, missed it, I won, so... I was talking with him, and I was like, this doesn't necessarily mean we get the first pick. It means you get choice if you want the first pick or second pick, being snake
priority.
Draft. Yeah. So we haven't come out with it yet. I don't know. I mean, I'm still deciding what the hell I'm going to do.
Yeah, and we still got a few days
I want to see a couple league scores and be like, all right, you know, AJ shooting 31 in his sleep. You know, Griff's got new club shooting 38.
No, No, I guarantee if that's the case, then I'm bringing out the old trusties. And I guess I'll just hit 5-iron from 1 to 40 and shit like that. Little punch irons around the course. That's what I had to do with the one man, though. Number 5 where I told you I was hitting that ball over the railroad tracks, I get up there, I was like 70, 80 yards out or something. Like I said, that wind was crazy. And, dude, I hit a like two punch pitching wedges from like 80 yards, a pitching wedge from 80 yards, just punching them down so I could keep it low, you know. Anything like even a 52, I get it too high and just, you know, it just takes my ball way to the right. And yeah, hit both those like a little punch three, dude, to like 3 feet. I'm sitting there like trying to figure out which ball I'm trying to use. Like, you know what I mean? That actually happened one hole where I had two options about the same exact far, you know, length from the hole.
Good problem to have. So we at least know who has the first priority, but we don't know who has the first pick.
Well, see, we were sitting there talking about how.
So what we need to do something with you guys in the scramble, though. For you all, you know, getting pick. I mean, what are we going to do there?
Well, let's all go play golf.
And whoever, why don't you five go wins, play nine holes?
Whoever wins gets first pick.
Oh.
Let's do that.
I'm waiting on Griff's reaction. You don't like it. We're not going to have a long drive competition for
let's
you.
Let's play a 36-hole tournament, whoever wins.
Oh, I just need it.
Griff, you know what we should do? Rounds. We should do a bunt driver contest.
No.
Whoever can hit a bunt driver to 240 wins.
It is funny because some, like, even, you know, like Brock and some of these dudes will try to do it. Just kind of look really, really funny trying to do it, you know, like hit some weird shots.
Anytime I get on number 7, if I get on number 7 and there's wind in my face, I'm like, I need Griff's little fucking bunt drive. Instead, I'm going to, you know.
Well, because some people will try to, you know, like they'll try to bunt it, dude, and they'll like duck hook it real bad.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Duck hook a bunt.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I never realized that. I've had to.
You're talented.
Well, no, I've been like, no, hell no. No, I'm stud. Like that shitty that like that I've had to like do this dumb shit because I can't just hit a fucking 3-wood. Or you know what I mean? Or something like that, like a normal 3-wood or something.
Yeah.
But man, I am looking forward to that Spirit. I'll tell you. We have another Spirit Hollow trip later on that we did last year. Ooh, I'm not looking forward to that one.
That's the big money one.
That's the big money one. And I lost a lot of money.
Well,
but
don't go to this one and realize it's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back on. We got to talk about upcoming tournaments.
Yeah. What do you got wrote down there? I know we talked about. All right. About
so, upcoming tournaments in the area. You guys playing any more coming up?
Not that I know of.
I'm going to Kirksville in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Three man.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a big tournament.
I'm going with the Shreg Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are y'all playing that?
We'll play championship.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah. We went up 2 years ago. We didn't go last year. We went 2 years ago, and we tied for first in Calcutta.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but there's some stiff competition up there.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah. I mean, I just thought that...
So nobody's going to Louisiana this weekend.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they got their three-man. And then Kirksville. And then after that... is the bachelor party for little homie.
You end all night, Griff?
Yeah.
22nd.
Is that just going to be out in Mosswood?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Norwoods is having their two-man that day.
Yes, Norwoods, and I think there's something else that day. I can't remember what it was.
Mexico has something that weekend.
Okay.
Four-man scramble. It's a two-day deal. And then really, the important one's right after that, and that's Spirit Hollow.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, I want to... If I could just get Subway running right, I would like to play golf almost every single weekend that I possibly could. I just feel like there's so many good golfers around here that you could get. I mean, there's like 16 players or something just off the top of my head that we could just get like 4 people every week and just basically, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to just sit here and take guarantee money, but like,
yeah,
I just think that like if I have Travis and Mike and AJ, I want to, dude. I'm like the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not going to be like
go barbecue tour
a whole lot of people that are going to beat us. I mean, I'm not saying that we win everything, but my God.
Yeah, if my life's not in a situation where I can go play golf every weekend, but if it was, yeah, we'd get that crew together and we'd go win money every single weekend. Yeah, every single That's our second job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be a good job to have.
Yeah, no doubt. But, you know, people just don't realize that you can go win, like, you know, profit $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, like, almost every single weekend. There's a tournament every single weekend somewhere. Yeah. I mean, whether it's Pittsfield or just anywhere. I mean, just, you know.
That's what's great about this area.
Yeah, La Plata it's all
not,
that.
You know, we got all these guys around our city who love to play golf all the time, but it's there's lots of places around here that have the same thing going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, there are.
I mean, a person could. They could have went to Monroe City, you know, last weekend.
Yeah.
They could go to Louisiana next weekend. Kirksville the weekend after that. Turn right around, go to Norwoods or Mexico. And then I'm sure there's probably something. Oh, Pittsfield's right after that.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going. And then the weekend after that's back at Mosswood.
What's that?
Two-man.
Two-man?
Yeah.
Oh, really? A two-man?
Yeah.
You want to know what's bad? Is so I just started this new job and they asked me like what days I wanted off, and the first day I put down was the Friday, like where we go to Spirit. I put that down and she was like, well, you're getting married this year, do you have a honeymoon plan? I was like, oh shit, yeah, I didn't even think about that. The first one I thought of was the Spirit Friday. I was like, yeah, I definitely need that one off. And then she was like, okay.
Does Heidi listen to
yeah I hope not but
yeah no doubt yeah hopefully this
I asked my wife, and she listened to it, and she said no. She said, you talk about golf all the time. I can't listen to you for an hour talk about golf.
Right. Yeah. Like,
well, good.
What do y'all think on that bachelor party? What should we do on a layout on that? I mean, we're probably going to have like a bunch of
non-good golfers.
I'd say that's up to you.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, everybody just shows up, and we
– I think we almost do it like a Goonie Bird. And just have a big scramble game, random scramble.
Yeah, just a draw.
Yeah.
I think one thing I think we got to do is you got to have two teams play together. So you got to do smaller groups. Can't have five-man groups.
Yeah,
you gotta
I agree.
Do smaller. That way we can play together.
And with some tournaments being, you know, in the area like Norwoods that day has that deal. And we talked about another one. What was it?
Mexico's that weekend also.
So we'll probably lose some in town guys, but is what it is.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Everybody's out playing golf, so. Well, you won the Goonie Open.
Yeah, right? Me and, yep.
You, Trav.
Me, Trav.
President Gary.
Gary, Bill O'Brien, not the Texans head coach, Griff. And,
is he still the head coach?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. But, and who's our other one? Gosh damn it, I'm going to feel real bad if they listen and then they're like, I didn't throw them a bone. I can't remember who it was.
Well, you had it was an A, B, C, D, and E. So it was Trav.
Oh, Glenn. Fucking Glenn.
Oh, gosh, man.
Yeah, and Glenn played damn good all day.
Really?
He's always sneaky and scary.
He is, man. I'm telling you, his game has really improved, like, over the last, like,
five years. It's like when I broke Glenn down.
He still plays so fast. But
yeah.
Yeah, Glenn don't fuck around.
But anymore, dude, like, I'm telling you, I mean, I get it. He could shoot, a 40 or a 50, you know, playing his own ball, whatever. But anymore, I like having him on a scramble. I just know he's going to hit a couple shots, a couple stupid shots. Like,
no, so, I tell you what, dude. I know the guy you like on a fucking scramble.
I already know.
Team.
Yeah, I like him, too. I like them both. When I have both of those dudes on my team, dude, I'm telling you.
Wait, let me in who this is.
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Oh, yeah.
He loves having Pawpaw.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I'm telling you. It's like I'll play good. Dude, it's perfect because, like I said.
Well, it's team morale, one thing, because he's not going to let you have a bad time.
Mm.
That's 100%.
Team morale, definitely.
Yeah.
And he may shank 14 shots, but he will hit three or four crucial shots throughout the 18 holes. And really, I mean, I just bogeyed four holes. So, really, I mean, I played really good for 14 holes total, and then I had four bogeys. That's exactly what I need is a pawpaw. Like, I can play good for 14 holes. I just need it for, like, three or four fucking holes.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
The first time I went to Spirit Hollow, I got paired with him. I never hit a shank. In my life, I'm telling you, like, I was like, 8 years old going out there, hit some shitty shots, but I never actually shanked a ball until I seen him do it like 3 or 4 times. And then I brought the fucking shanks back to Monroe and I'll randomly shank it all the time now. I'll shank it 3 times in a round now. It fucking, I blame Pawpaw for that shit.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, it doesn't affect me. I'm just waiting for him to. I'm like
look. An STD.
Yes, I fucking seen. Yeah, I got an STD from fucking Pawpaw, basically. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, this shit is funny. Every time it's like, in the goon, or what was that? Anyways, we played one of them Sunday games or whatever, and Pawpaw and Glenn and I were all on the tape. Shit, we ran away with it, I think, that day. And it was so funny. I played pretty good, but it's so funny because, like, that day, I'm telling you, he shanked like 14 shots or something.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. It's like sitting around waiting. He's going to hit, you know, like he's going to hit. Oh, well, he's going to hit before you every single time in my position. And it would be either, he would either, you know, you're sitting there behind him and you're like, damn. Wonder if he's going to shank it or if he's going to, this is going to be one of his miracle shots.
Dude, he hits a lot of miracle shots.
Yeah, I know, but he hits a lot of shanks. So,
oh, no. So ton of
he,
shanks.
Did, well, he did that day. So he would either shank it and I'm like, all right, cool. Now I got to kind of hit a good shot.
Dude, all right.
But he would hit a couple good shots and then I'm like, wow, that's unbelievable.
Dude, Shane is the kind of guy. He's like a CJ Hayden. I played with CJ last year and the motherfucker shot 50-37, like in the, oh, like back to back. Shane is the same way. He can shoot 55, like, 37. You know what I mean? He can do that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying earlier. I almost wish I was a dude like that.
No, you don't. Why? You hit every shot like your bad judge. Oh, they're at 35 feet instead of 10 feet.
But no, it's really funny. I just know that Glenn and Pawpaw are going to hit some good shots in a scramble. That's all I know.
Glenn plays this course pretty good, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently. He's got a good little ball flight for it.
Apparently a little tight draw is what you need of it.
Yep, that's not what I have.
Yeah. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. You've been there.
I think Idris is a good pick.
I think my guys, I think, that are good picks, which, I mean, I'm not going to be mad with whoever I get, but I think Idris is good.
I think Todd Shoemate's a good pick.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, I think Knocker played pretty good here last year, if I remember right. I think Todd struggled. I think it was Todd's first year playing it, maybe. And I think he told me he struggled a little bit, maybe. But they said Todd or Knocker played good. It would give me either one of them two, and I'm happy with having either one of them on my team. I'm just looking at Ryder Cup being a captain, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got some tough choices coming up.
So I don't know. I mean, do you want the first pick or do you want the second pick and get, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do on it. So that's why I say I'm just going to wait and watch you all bang it out there for league for a couple weeks. And I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you get 3 weeks of league scores and then you got to make your decision.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it right after the third week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally hours after.
Yeah, so you better have all your research plugged in, ready to go.
So Michael Williams is my vice captain. So me and Michael, my first year going down there, we played Glenn and Grant. And my first year going down, like a lot of people do, their first year going down, got absolutely drunker than I've ever been in my life and just puking the next day on the tee blocks and shit. And went out individual ball and took like 3 or 4 X's. I mean, just didn't even finish the hole. And then me and Michael had to go back and play the best two-man. And, I mean, we just both got beat down bad by Glenn and Grant. And I remember looking in my car, and me and Michael were just not talking. We just weren't speaking to each other. And I look over at their car, and they're just slapping high fives and just having a good time and, you know, just flying around drinking beer. And Michael and I just hated each other, and they were just having the time of their lives. And I remember I looked at Michael and I was like, if we ever get the chance, if one of us is captains, we're just going to have the other one on the team. And I said, we're not going to get embarrassed like this ever again. I won't let it happen. I mean, I'll jump in that fucking pond that I threw my shoes in a couple just years ago. I'll just be done. Yeah. But I will not get embarrassed like this. I mean, got beat like, you know, they beat us like 6-5 or something. I mean, just like terrible. Oh my God. So anyway, Michael and I, and me and Grant have already talked about this. He gets Glenn, I get Michael. So I really don't think we need to do a pick there. Like, that's just automatic.
No, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So we can put
Michael's already on my team, and Michael and I are actually going to have a meeting here in like 2 weeks, and we're going to write everybody down, and we're going to figure all this shit out. I mean, it's going to be like a draft board, dude, like the NFL draft. This is the real deal.
Don't let him foot you a bill now. You know how them lawyers go.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, by the hour.
Make sure it's not by the hour. You know, make sure that this ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I didn't think he'd do it to me, but he might.
Nah. He's got kids to feed.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and we do have a studio audience here tonight, and we do let the audience give suggestions during the podcast, and they are suggesting we do a live draft podcast.
We talked about this. We've talked about trying to do something like that, and I don't know if you'd want like me and Grant to be on, or if AJ and somebody else take over, and you know, we make. I don't know. I don't know how you want to do it.
Yeah, but you guys might be busy being captains.
Yeah, I mean, I could. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm going into this thing to win it. Right. I mean, I'm dead serious. That's my game plan. So I'm trying to win the whole damn thing and draft a good team.
Do we know like what the set? I mean, what the games are?
I do. Ryan Watson knows how to do a live podcast. I don't know how to do one, so we'll probably get him involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
Maybe get him involved and
yeah,
he'll figure it out. And so we were talking about doing that, and then we also talked about after day one doing a podcast. AJ and I talked, and
we are going to do that.
Yeah, and you and I are actually rooming together, so we can always just do that.
That's part of the plan,
in the room and talk about that where we don't have 17 drunks around.
Right, we might randomly have them show up for maybe like a 5-minute interview instead of who knows.
Yeah, but all that's in the works. That is in the works. I'm excited about it. So, I can't wait.
So big things coming.
Yep.
It should be fun.
Yeah.
All right. We have been going for long enough. We better wrap this thing up. First of all, Griff, thanks so much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just been an absolute pleasure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First time appearance.
You want to come back on? You got to ball out now, Griff.
Yeah, I know. My golf game's got to get a lot better.
Yeah. Or just keep bringing cookies from Subway.
Yeah. You come on anytime you want.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening.
Yep.
Until next week.
Yep. Be breaking down week one league. So, all right, boys. See y'all later.
See ya.